I'm not here to lead you wrong. The Zombie Fallout series is totally worth reading, whether or not you actually go for zombie apocalypse style. This is something different. And book 22, yeah, 22, Bridging the Gap, proves again why it's so worthy. Join me for this book blast. I'll tell you a little bit about it. Welcome to Fantasy for the Ages, the show where a father and son talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things we enjoy. Today, just Jim here, the father of this show, ready to talk to you, spoiler light, about Bridging the Gap, book 22 in the Zombie Fallout series by Mark Tufo. I think you're going to like this, and therefore, you'll want to hit that like button. Please don't forget to do that. And subscribe to our channel if you haven't done so yet. Now, if you're a zombie apocalypse fan, you totally should have read the Zombie Fallout series already. But maybe you haven't read this latest version, book 22, Bridging the Gap. If you are not a zombie apocalypse fan and you're just watching because you're like me, or you like our channel, or you stumbled upon this, I really want to encourage you to think about giving the series a try. Now, book 22 would not be where to start. But I'm still going to give you a taste of why Zombie Fallout series might be worth your time. First of all, Bridging the Gap is part of a series of books that started in book 18, where, okay, the Zombie Fallout series, focusing on Michael Talbot, his family and friends, and their adventures, wraps up in book 17. There's a satisfying conclusion to the story. And yet, there's more. Because book 18 comes out, Mark Tufo basically showing, hey, stories of Michael Talbot and his adventures in the midst of this zombie apocalypse that I hadn't told you before. But not really. Because there's no way the stories that are in books 18 through 22 would have fit into the 1 through 17 narrative. But Mark Tufo is not playing fast and loose with us. Instead, he's leaning into something he established through the original Zombie Fallout books, and that is that Michael Talbot and the storyline we're getting is one universe, timeline of many. The world, as Tufo has created it, has many different dimensions, parallel universes, and Michael Talbot and his friends appear in many of them. In different variations. He's leaned into that to write some of the other series that he does, like the Indian Hill series. Fantastic. No zombies in that one. It's all sci-fi and aliens. The Lycan Fallout series. The Demon Fallout. It's just one book, but it's all connected. The United States of Apocalypse trilogy that he co-wrote with another author, and more. And even within the core 17 books of Zombie Fallout, he clearly alludes to alternate versions of Michael Talbot. He often does this through dreams that people have. Plus, through one particular character, Trip, who literally can trip through dimensions somehow at times, maybe. I mean, he's also tripping because he's a drug addict. He's been doing the Mary Jane a little heavy over the years, and that's just the light stuff. He's tried the harder stuff too at times, but he's usually good for having a doobie on him at some point. I don't do drugs, so I'm using words that I don't usually use, and if they sound ridiculous coming out of my mouth, that's why. Regardless, we get to this book, book 18, and it's like a reboot. He's got Michael Talbot and the people we recognize from the series off on a different part of the world, still in the zombie universe he's created, but what's happening couldn't have happened. And that's when we come to realize, oh, this is one of those parallel universes. It's very closely related to the one we know. The characters are like identical versions of what we're used to, but the stuff that's happening, that didn't happen. And he's writing these books in two different timelines also. So you've got Michael Talbot and his adventures with his people, but then you've got into the future, I don't know, 100 years? with some other characters that are new to us and a couple characters that tie them together. And it's a little spoilery to explain how, but we've got some that live longer than normal timelines. In this whole zombie Fallout series, it's more than just zombies, and that's something you have to understand. We've got vampires, we've got werewolves, we've got witches, we've got more. But some of these things have longer than normal lifespans. And the way Mark Tufo writes it, it all makes sense. It all works out. So what he's writing in 18 through 22 is going to be connected to 1 through 17 somewhat. And figuring that out is part of the story, the mystery that we're here for in this. That may seem confusing, but trust me, it's just brilliant and fun to read. Speaking of fun to read, these characters, Michael, his friend BT, his sons, his brother, his wife Tracy, other people that they encounter, these are people you want to spend time with. They're so enjoyable. They have great rapport with each other. They're constantly bickering and bantering back and forth, throwing insults at each other that are worthy of fist bumps. They're best bros. Some of them are women too, but they can throw down with the rest. Of course, Michael Talbot knows not to cross his wife Tracy because, whoa, will he get it for that? But that's part of the humor and the fun that's buried into this. And so we get to book 22, the one I just read, Bridging the Gap. And it's continuing the current adventure that Mark Tufo has written for us. And these guys, the things they try to do, it's interesting and it's amazing and it's perilous, but they get the job done. Bridging the Gap is specifically because at the end of book 21, our people are now in Brazil and on the run from the Brazilian military, not the official Brazilian military, but some wackos who have taken over Brazil. And they're trying to get back home to Denver, Colorado. Now, there's quite a ways to go. And at the end of book 21, they came to a point called the Darien Gap. It's pictured behind me on my screen. And I learned something in this. You can drive from Alaska to Argentina. You can. Except for 60 miles, right at the end of Panama, just before you cross over into South America. There's a 60-mile gap with no roads. It's pure rainforest, wilderness. It's one of the only places like that in the Western Hemisphere, and it is not an easy place to travel. People do. Some people hike it. Some people go there for adventure. Take their bikes, their motorbikes, just the wild and crazy people who want to do something most people never will. But here we are in a zombie apocalypse, and they're trying to get to North America, and they got to cross the Darien Gap. Michael and his people are rough and tough, but they tend to attract people who need help. So they're also trying to bring with them people who are relying on them, who are not quite as sturdy as others. And they've got bad guys behind them, and they might run into bad guys ahead. And they're going to figure this out, and that's what this book is. So there's tense circumstances. Oh, and of course, at any time, zombies may show up and try to eat you. That's a bad thing. There are other variations of zombies that have come to exist. They're not just the brains. That's not just what we have here. We have far more interesting zombies, mutated zombies, strange, dangerous ability-holding zombies. Life is never boring in this book or this series. And they're going to try to get through this, but in the midst of the tension and the worry, they still have time for sarcasm, for humor, for, you know, when Michael Talbot gets nervous, he cracks wise. That's how he handles his nerves. And some of the things that come out of their mouths, I couldn't believe it in book 22. They started dropping science fiction and fantasy references that made perfect sense in the context they were doing. And they weren't just, you know, borrowing lines. They were literally saying, you know what? You want me to just change the road, magically create a route for us like that Rand Taviran thing from Wheel of Time? My jaw dropped when they pulled that one out. I'm like, what? Okay. A, kudos to Mark Tufo for knowing his fantasy references. But B, awesome to put it in the dialogue in a natural way. And that was just the first of quite a few in this book, made it extra level entertaining. I encourage you to try the Zombie Fallout series. Mark Tufo's sense of humor and the way he builds characters, relationships, friendships. It's a great stress relief. It's a great escape from reality. You sit down and read these books. They are not hard to read. If you're like, oh, but I don't like zombies and gore. Okay, that's not what this is heavy on. I mean, that stuff's there, and there are some tragic things that happen periodically, but not constantly. That's like a side part of what's happening. It gives you the stakes and the pressure of what's going to go on, but the story of just these guys spending time together, building up found families amongst themselves, and journeying through this perilous world, it's delightful. Best zombie apocalypse series I've ever read, and I can't encourage you to try the Zombie Fallout series any harder. Just do it. If you get halfway through book one and it's not doing it for you, yeah, you can stop. Because you've seen the level of humor and the style Tufo's going to bring to the whole series. I mean, he does get better. Every author gets better. Zombie Fallout Book 1 was his first book ever before he was going to be a professional author. He was just doing this on the side. But it's still pretty darn good. And bridging the gap, I mean, 22 books in, and he's written way more than 22 books now. This thing's brilliant. There you go. Thanks for listening. Maybe I influenced you. If you try the Zombie Fallout series and you love it, please let me know. That'll make me happy. And if you try it and it doesn't work for you, I'd still like to hear that, yeah, okay, you tried it. Thanks. Tell me why you didn't like it. I'll be curious. You can find ways to connect with us by looking in the comment box, drop things down there, but also all the show notes have all the other ways, social media. Wow, I'm blurry. Come back. I don't know why that's doing that. Social media, Discord, email, lots of ways that you can connect with. Wow. You can talk to us. You can't see us, apparently. My camera's gone nuts. I better stop. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.